Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello guys, I am Dalton. Nice to meet you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Write that down.
Write that down, really? You can't remember that shit? Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is Dalton with Levels, and you're listening to The Loud Spot.
Warning. The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. First thing I do got to say is Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Sam is with us. Dawn could not be here today. She is sick with, as she called me, she sounded like not good at all.
That's not what she told me. She said, sick of your shit. She's sick of your shit.
I don't blame her. Filling in for Dawn tonight is my friend Robert Flipping. All right, Cher is mad at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and can I say I blame her? Absolutely not. So many bands are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Cher should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, if Dolly Parton, who made it this year, can do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is not even rock and roll, it's music. There's rap artists, there's country artists, there's rock artists, there's probably jazz artists, all kinds of artists. Sam, you probably know about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than me or Robert would know about it. Can you give us some insight maybe on how that works and why these people get inducted and some people don't?
It's a good old boy club. At the end of the day, it's a good old boy club. And it's all based on your sales. It's all based on, you know, your popularity, stuff like that. There's certain bands that should be in it, and there's certain bands that don't get in it. I don't understand.
But why is it called Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if it's not rock and roll?
Rock and roll is a term used with genre. So, and if it's a certain kind of like first course, bridge course, then they consider it rock and roll. If there's guitars used, if there's drums used, they consider it rock and roll. So I think they expanded outside the rock and roll type and put the rap, the hip hop, those kind of guys like that, because they realized that, hey, these guys are making an influence on our pop culture within the rock scene.
We're going to play a little clip from Cher. She was on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wait, are you serious?
You know what? I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you. I was about to say something else. Yes, I was about to say I'm not.
Yeah.
Right.
If you ever change your mind,
I'm never.
No, if you okay,
mind.
I have things in my career
just
like
go,
that.
You know what? Themselves.
Yeah.
Cher, honestly, to like to anyone that's Robert, when you're 29, almost 30, you know who Cher is, right?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up when, you know, Believe was just kind of a meme. You know, it wasn't really like when it first come out and everybody was, you know, oh my God,
I was gonna sing.
I tried earlier and my voice totally croaked. But yeah, I mean, it was definitely like an iconic song in my childhood. But if I'm being honest, like it's the only song by Cher that I really know. So
okay, but before your time, you had Sonny and Cher. Okay. This is going back to what, the 60s, Sam, or 70s?
70s.
Okay, I believe it was 98.
Well, that's not when okay, this is the problem with America's youth right here. Cher goes way back before 1998.
I thought we were just talking about Believe.
No, I'm talking about Cher in general. Because when she first started out, she was kind of what would you call it, Sam? Folk rock, maybe?
She was a folk rock disco kind of type. And then it was her and Sonny Bono. So
I just saw a video the other day. It was Tarantino. He was talking about how Steven Spielberg predicted like an entire Oscars lineup one year. I want to say it was 94. And it was like to the letter. Spielberg predicted who would win what categories, and it kind of casted a lot of doubt as like, you know, did he really predict it?
That makes an interesting point. Is a lot of these things already pre-planned? Like if you go to the Oscars, do you already know if you're going to win and not going to win?
So the biggest thing is they know they're going to probably win or be nominated, right? So within the top four. And then what will happen is that those who aren't nominated within the top four just probably want to go to rub some shoulders and stuff like that. They spent the money. So, I mean, hey.
So it's funny because go ahead, Robert.
Well, I mean, but I think at the same time, you know, it's not something that should take away from, you know, just how like the talent and the production and you know, like the actual movie or whatever category it was that you were winning for. I mean, it's still, you know, something that's worthy of that award. You know, I don't think that it's like people that aren't deserving of these things are getting them or anything like
No, I mean, 100%. These people are deserving of the award. Mm-hmm. The only thing is there's so many. It's kind of like bands these days. There's so many bands that are pretty good, but only a couple of them will break through and get on your Octane, will get on your terrestrial radio, those kind of things. So it's one of those things where there's too much competition.
So
I think a lot of it's also management and who you're working with. Like if you have a manager who's tied in with the who's who, sucking that wiener, right? If you have a manager who's all into that.
I went the wrong side. I'm looking at the screen.
then you have a manager who's big in the, whether it's acting, the movie industry or the music industry or whatever you're into, they're going to help you push your career along. And some of these actors that aren't even that great to begin with, if they're surrounded by the right people, can go way bigger places just because of who's helping them. Dude, I watched Macaulay Culkin recently. He was on what's that show we watched, Sam? Oh my God, what's it called? It's like a scary. Kardashian chick was on it.
I forget the scary movie. Yeah, it was like a real life scary, and then it had one. And I forget the.
No. What's that show you watched that had Kim Kardashian on it?
I don't watch Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
He played a manager. American Horror Story.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin was on American Horror Story. And I saw it, and I was like, "That I could act, well, either just as good or probably not better. I'm probably just as good." Because it wasn't great, is what I'm saying.
So at the end of the day, Sebastian will think he can do it better, whatever it is. music. Acting, sales, sex, whatever the thing may be, Sebastian could do it better.
I would say I'm definitely better at sex than Macaulay Culkin.
No, I think not. I saw you.
Let's ask him Michael Jackson. Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. That's right.
Is he though?
Is he?
Is he?
He's still alive in my head.
That's right.
My wiener head. Okay. Yeah,
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Let's take a quick break with a music break from the band Blink 182. And of course, it's Christmas. So let's have a little Christmas song right here on the Loud Spot.
I must have snapped because I grabbed the baseball bat and made them all run for shelter. It's Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand. All year, I'm growing tired of all this Christmas cheer. You people scare me. Please stay away from my home. If you don't want to get me down, just leave the presents and then leave me alone. Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand. All year, I'm growing tired of all this Christmas cheer. You people scare me. Please stay away from my home. If you don't want to get me down, just leave the presents and then leave me alone.
You know what? Christmas traditions. I don't know. I guess I do have some now that I have kids. And when I was a kid, there was a period there where I didn't have any with no kids and it's kind of going back and forth. But Christmas traditions to me.
Your tradition was getting drunk?
Yeah. That's still my tradition.
It hasn't changed, really.
Robert, do you have any Christmas traditions?
My mom makes Christmas so special for all of us every year. She always does these advent calendars. And my favorite one is a cheese advent calendar. And so every day it's like a different flavor of cheese and stuff. Whoa. It'll be like Mediterranean Gouda. There's like spicy jalapeno and herbs. I'm not a big beer drinker. Right. So I don't really know like the difference between like an IPA and
I know you come to my house, I give you a beer, get like a quarter of it, and then it just sits on the table.
I give you a little more credit than that. Anymore. I can hold it down, but
last
I don't
night
really
did drink a mimosa.
No. He didn't. I think
why
I had
would
two,
you
give
him that crap?
It was good. It was good. And so I told her this year that like I don't really, you know, have a whole lot of variety of beers that I drink. So she got me an advent calendar and each day is a different beer. Now, I can't really commit to a beer a day. That's just like too much for me.
Weird.
So the last, yeah. So you're supposed to have, you know, one for each day. And the last time I drank one was on the second. So I have a whole like box full of 20 different beers that I haven't gotten into yet, but
so you should get them now.
Bring them
like,
over here.
You should
bring
them
over here. All right, hold on.
Come to my house while we do the podcast.
So one of my, you know, when there. Yeah, I know he does have it. Look at that. Oh, wow.
Well, you know, Robert, you live like less than a mile away from me. Why don't you bring that over here with some cheese?
Sebastian has no.
Beer. All right, let's see what the beer. Third is. Hold on.
Ooh. Oh, I want that one.
This it's a beer can.
It's a Belgian style white ale.
Oh, that's Ooh. Good right there.
Can we do a review on the podcast, or is that?
Yeah, let's do. Oh, yeah. Let's do a review. All right, crack it open. For those of you listening in, he's doing a white Belgian white ale, and it so. And I wish we had some background music. Let's put some daydreaming music here. Hold on.
You got to open up like four of those at least.
So I have another one that I put in the fridge. I think this one's from the first.
Ooh, all right.
We got that.
That's it. There we go.
That lo-fi type shit.
It's not Christmas music, folks. But all right. Hey, so if you guys like a heavy Heffenweisen type beer from the Alps of Swiss. I don't even know if that's right.
Swiss Alps? The
Swiss Alps. I was trying to make it fancy. Calm down.
Robert. Talk deep. If you guys.
That's right. So, guys, just to let you know. There we go. Yeah, Heffenweisen.
From the Swiss Alps.
From the Swiss Alps. So, here we go.
Right
he's going
here.
To crack it open.
No, Bavarian style.
It's Bavarian. There we go. Wheat. So, it's a little bit Southern Germany.
And this one's cold. The one that I pulled out of the calendar was, you know, room temperature. Wasn't,
that's
because
his
awful,
room is
but...
cold, folks. His room is cold. He doesn't have any heat running through it. Him and his background, if you watch on the YouTube video, he has a futon back there that folds out and is probably horrible as hell. All right. Take a drink. Let us
know. All right. Let's show some respect.
Go. That's right. There we go.
For the homies.
He's swirling.
Very smooth.
Ooh.
Very smooth. Yeah.
I don't know if I would classify beer as smooth ever.
No, this
come
is
on.
Smooth.
Yes, it is. It's smooth beer.
It's that's kind of reserved for alcohol, for whiskeys and
tequilas. I don't think my voice fits.
No real bite or aftertaste. Just the same smooth flavor going down as it had going in. Yeah.
Is it nutty?
Right. Nutty.
It's supposed to be citrusy.
Yeah, a little citrusy.
It's supposed to be citrusy. Mm-hmm. Orange,
no
orange or lemon.
No nut. Yep.
Yeah, Sebastian likes that nut.
Orange.
So,
an orange citrus. What do you have next? Yep. Let's pull one more out.
You want to see one more? All right, we'll go to the fourth.
And then bring them over here.
Advent will never make it till Christmas.
Oh, let me pick. You don't pick. Let me pick.
Okay, well, it has to be someday between now or the 3rd and the 22nd.
Let's go with the 17th.
All right, 17. Which row is that?
Bottom.
Oh, is that all the way down to the bottom? All right.
Yeah. Reach that arm down there. I can't see that.
All right, what do we got? Ooh, we got some. Ooh.
Ooh.
See some
fruit.
Why does
that look like Arizona iced tea ginseng?
We got cherry kolsch.
Oh.
All right.
Crisp and refreshing.
Ooh.
4.4% alcohol by volume. Product of USA.
It's malt. It's like a Four Locos. You're getting messed up if you drink that. You're going to like it, too.
I've never had a Four Locos. I've never had one.
Oh.
I've heard.
They're, all right. I mean, they're horrible. Really horrible tasting. It tastes like...
Let's see what he's describing.
Can you shut up while he's opening it? That's
yeah, yeah. We got to hear the...
Come on. All right. You want the crack? Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay.
So crisp.
Yeah, that just makes Sebastian's dick hard right there.
Got a boner.
Can't really taste the cherry.
Yeah, because it's sweet cola-ish, probably.
Bring that over here.
You'll drink it. You see, don't care.
It's why I don't drink, because to an extent, they all just kind of taste like beer to me.
IPAs taste different than like a Bud Light or a Guinness. Sam likes Guinness over there.
Yeah, I'm a Guinness dark or just dark beer drinker in general. So an oat stout or something like that. That's my biggest thing. I'm one of the, or just give me straight whiskey or tequila and I'll be fine.
We're supposed to be talking about holiday traditions.
That's right. We just did. And he just said he drinks a lot of beer during his tradition.
No, he drinks no beer.
I drink no beer. This is like my foray into.
Why don't you give some of that beer to that cat that's in? I see the back there.
Dude, she doesn't need it. She already looks drunk. You know that, right? Like, she's got that drunken cat syndrome.
Yep, that's right. She's gonna. Yeah. So, my traditions. We used to have a lot of traditions. I think it's like everyone else. You open one present Christmas Eve, and then the rest of presents Christmas morning / afternoon. But I have been around a lot of people that will open all of them on Christmas Eve, and I don't know if I like that.
Hold on.
Yeah, if you guys are watching, he's double fisting this.
He's right double fisting.
Triple fisting. Oh, Jesus.
I need to get another one to be double fisting.
Yeah, Jesus. I just hope that no one's watching, because, you know, if you're on sobriety, don't watch him.
Yeah,
don't
no.
watch him. No. Well, don't listen to us on sobriety either.
Give your family the gift of sobriety for Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, that's a good gift.
It's a good gift.
It's a good gift. I like that gift.
What about you, Sebastian? What kind of traditions you guys have in the Cosme household?
You know, we open up presents.
When?
On Christmas Day. I got kids. You know, when I was a kid and then you have kids. It's a good feeling. I don't know if you have young children, especially Christmas is so special to them. And I love that they have a good Christmas every year. You know, I'm divorced from my ex-wife, and my oldest daughter, who's now 15, has never spent a Christmas morning not at my house. She's always at my house since the time she was born, when I was married to her mother. And then now that I'm divorced, been over 10 years, been divorced, every Christmas morning she spends at my house. And it's such an awesome feeling to, even though she's older, you know, do the Santa Claus thing. And my youngest daughter is 8, and she gets so excited about Christmas. I don't know, we play music, records, we do reindeer food, open up gifts. It's just, we do the Santa Claus thing.
Wait. What's reindeer food? Nuts and berries?
I think it's like, I don't know. It's like it's every different every year, like oatmeal mixed with probably nuts and berries.
I'm not coming to your house. You
know. I don't know. But I think Christmas, when you get older, you know, Christmas, you get less good gifts as you get older.
As you get older as a man, you get less good gifts. You get socks, underwear, and then cologne.
That's about it.
You need that shit. Yeah. Like,
and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with socks and underwear. I love socks and underwear any time of the year. Like new underwear, new socks. Ooh boy.
We do pajama pants.
I like pajama pants. But mm-hmm. I think having children keeps the spirit of Christmas alive. And then hopefully your kids have kids, and then you get to keep that enjoyment. I think if I didn't have children, Christmas wouldn't be as fun for me now than it would be, you know, when I was a kid. So it keeps everything alive, and I love it. I love Christmas. My favorite holiday.
Yeah. So my only problem to that is if you got that child that looks at that gift and just like, and it's like a PS5, and you're like, I paid $500 for that. You better be excited. You better like want to do house chores or something like that. But what ends up happening is when you get those kind of children that are, let's say, unappreciative, it makes you a little bit mad. And we'll talk about that later, about unappreciative children.
Yes. So. You know, we have some letters from Santa we're going to play.
Right.
But first, let's play one of my favorite bands, Dropkick Murphys. And I forgot the name of the song.
The Season's Upon Us.
Thank you, Robert.
The season. season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and our buttons and prod. My brother just brought home another big broad. The eyes roll and whispers come loud from the kitchen. I'd come home more often if they'd only quit bitching. Dad, on the other hand's a selfish old sod. Drinks whiskey alone with my miserable dog, who won't run off at Jerry. Couldn't care less. He defiled my teddy bear and left me the mess. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. They call this Christmas where I'm from.
Dropkick Murphys. I just gotta say, I love that band.
Oh, I want to know what happened to that teddy bear.
What do you mean? What happened to that?
You didn't catch that part?
Yeah.
The lyrics?
Yeah, I saw that.
Dad defiled the teddy bear.
Yeah. And it sounds like a Sebastian Cosme house. I'm just saying.
Dude, Dropkick Murphys is so freaking cool, man. All their songs. I don't think there's a song I don't like.
Live
in concert,
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But
and I was back there. I was trying to get cheerful. You saw me. Yeah, I was like. So one of the greatest things about this time of the year is kids and their letters to Santa. And so I wanted to play a little bit of a letter to Santa from Jeremy.
This shit on Facebook just fucking killed me. Dear Santa, I am writing this on the day after Xmas and I am very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this, Jeremy. Dear Jeremy, I am sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year, Santa. Dear.
Okay. All right. So
I was like, wait, you're going, you already went past Sebastian. So Jeremy is not happy about his one and only two gifts that he's got. Now, we all know who the real Santa is. And if you have kids under the age of
11.
Oh, really? Go that far?
11.
All right, you might want to plug their ears. Earmuffs, kids. This is obviously a response from the parents. Parents wanted to remind Jeremy that, hey, just because you get only one of two, that they're a little bit pricey that you asked for, a.k.a. probably a PS5 and something along the lines of a new car. Something. I don't know. We don't know this. So Jeremy is not happy, obviously, and continue on, Sebastian.
I like how he opens up the letter with "Dear Fatty."
That's right.
He's not even like Santa. He's like, "Dear."
No, he's not. Jeremy is not fucking around, and you're gonna see later. He's not fucking around.
So here's the thing with kids: is Christmas all just about what they get? Is that
yeah?
I don't know. Is do a consensus in your house? See how that works out.
I don't know.
Just give them all like the little dollar store toy soldiers and see what happens.
But you get I should do that. But I mean the parents' response was perfect, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sitting there and they're like, dude, fuck you, kid.
Yeah.
You get what you get.
Robert, have you ever gotten a gift that you were like, what the heck?
Yeah, well, so you know, my parents had us in like private Christian school when we were little kids. Right. And
that's what's wrong with you. You know that?
Yeah, oh, trust me. I know it's
that's exactly
years in therapy and I still haven't fixed it. Right. And we couldn't watch Harry Potter. Like if you were caught talking about Harry Potter at this school, like you'd get in trouble. Well, one year, one of my parents' friends got like a Harry Potter video game for me. And it was so odd. Like I had to like pretend to open it and, you know, that I was like excited for it, but I was like, what am I going to do with this? Like, I can't, I'm not, you know, God doesn't want me to partake
play
in
Harry Potter. That's right. In the magics.
In the magics.
you actually were concerned about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember like getting it, like holding it in my hand and like pretending to open it and stuff. And I was probably like, I don't know, maybe 8 years old. So like fourth, fifth grade, somewhere around there.
I would have abracadabra everyone in that room and like, suck it, bitch. I'm playing this game.
Well, and what's like crazy about it is, well, one, I turned out to be an atheist years later. Right. But I gave the game to my cousin and I was like watching him play it. And I was like, dude, this is cool as shit. Like, no wonder. Like, I want the dark magic in my life. Like,
right. Okay, I don't see. I know your parents, obviously. Are they super religious like today?
I don't know what they were trying to accomplish by putting this because my
good education.
So,
I mean, you do have 2 degrees.
Yeah. And you know, like I've always
both
been.
Bullshit.
What are your degrees, Sam?
criminal justice and,
okay, yeah.
And business management. Sorry.
And business management, you know, I don't want to shit on. I'm glad you have an education. But
I had to use that VA money for something.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Robert. Go ahead.
I don't even remember what I was getting at.
In a CDL. What you got?
No, just kidding.
So your parents put through you in a Christian school.
Oh, yeah. My dad's always been one of those like spiritual but not religious kind of people. My mom, I don't want to say she's like devoutly Catholic, but you know, like her mom is, you know, the type that like does the rosary every night, and so you know, like religion was always, and when I came out of the, you know, atheist
closet,
I remember my mom, like she was like yelling at me when she was like, just believe in something, just believe, and I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, like I can't just believe in something. You know, but I, you know, I've come a long way since then, and I have a lot more like spiritual beliefs and practices now that are like very personal to me. But yeah, I think they just wanted me to have some kind of like higher power, you know, right. just so that, I don't know, maybe they thought I was.
Well, so you didn't go wrong. You didn't turn to the wrong side of the street. That's probably why they did it.
You know, I've known Robert.
What happened to Sebastian? They were hoping that he was going to follow religious background, become a priest or a pastor of some kind, and then look at him now.
I've known Robert, I don't know, 7 years or so.
I think it's almost been longer than that.
Probably so. And I will say that he has come such a long way, because when I first met him, he was definitely atheist, didn't believe in any kind of higher power, and now didn't believe in aliens or whatever. Let me go any way with that. But his belief system has really changed a lot over the years. I mean, from
he stopped like hanging out in your front yard to actually, you know, knocking on the door.
I don't know about that.
I'm just at his window every night.
That's it. You know, if there's Peeping Tom, it's Robin Rob. So.
But you know, he has come a long way, and you know, my wife and I, we have seen that growth in him. And it's cool to see someone who was an atheist and then believe in something. I think it's important to believe in something. I think people should believe in something, whether it's Santa Claus or any religion. I think it is. I think it's important. I was making a joke about Santa Claus thing, but I do think it's important.
You messed up on that horribly, and you try to like push people to believe in something.
I did.
You know, at the end of the day, folks, if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, which is not real, by the way, I don't care what you say. It doesn't even have to do with religion. Believe in aliens, at least, because that makes the most sense out of everything that we have in the world. But I'm not here. The only thing I say is, as long as whatever you believe in, you don't become a shitbag like Sebastian.
I think I
agree with that statement.
That's it.
The only thing I would say is that probably like the big conclusion of this whole like I guess spiritual transformation of mine is like certainty is such a terrible thing, and I didn't realize for a long time that atheism was just as much of a certainty as any kind of religion or Christianity. Right. So like now I'm more textbook like agnostic, which is just I don't know, you know.
Yeah. You don't know. That's it. All right, so hey, let's take a quick break and let's listen to a Christmas song from the band Ashes to New right here on the Loud Spot.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
All right, now we are joined with a guy named Dalton, who's in a band called Levels. Let's talk about your upcoming EP, Pulse, with the new record label that you are signed to.
Sharp Tone just has some of the best bands, some of the most influential bands to me when I was in high school and getting into metal music. A lot of these legacy bands, as I like to call them, have ended up on Sharp Tone. And I know a lot of bands who started out small and they grew along with Sharp Tone. Currents is a band that comes to mind. And you see these bands sticking around with this label. So that right there was already a positive sign for us. And then just kind of watching what they do for their bands, what they believe in, and just knowing that they're not like too big to where they're going to shelf us and we're not going to get any attention from them. And then also somebody who's growing and we want to grow with them. That was kind of our big selling point for us to go with this label. Let me start with what got me into metal music, because that kind of leads into level stuff.
A girl.
All right.
A girl. That's what happened.
Actually, I remember very specifically sitting on a school bus, and this kid that went to school with me, he would listen to bands like Suicide Silence. And at the time, I'd probably own the heaviest thing I'd heard was probably Nickelback at the time. You know, 3 Days
Look
Grace.
Look at this
Nickelback.
Photograph. Like,
that was where I was at. But he was listening to Suicide Silence. And at the time when I heard it, I thought it was just crazy. Like, I thought it was nonsense and it didn't make any sense to me. Growing up in the South, there's like tons of country and Christian influence. And so it was just such a weird parallel to hear that.
When you first started doing music, were you trying to do like maybe Christian rock?
Definitely, just to pacify my family, a lot of the time I had to say like, oh, don't worry, it's Christian metal. Like, but looking back at it now, I'm like, man, I was just bullshitting this whole time.
Like, when we say the word fuck, it's not actually the word fuck. Are you guys going to be commercial rock? Are you going to be the Nickelback?
That's
of 2024?
Look at this photograph.
It's
every
funny.
Time I do it makes me laugh.
It's funny because I say this thing a lot whenever we're in the studio and we're talking about like, how should we write the music? What should it sound like? And we've all landed on the consensus that we don't ever want to pigeonhole ourselves into like one specific lane or genre. And I always say like, look at Nickelback. They have such a diverse
don't
album.
Don't quit. Your band's going to kick you out of the band. Oh, your band's going to kick you guys
that's
out.
That's it. Hey, that's
you know what?
It.
I look, what do I always say? There's a saying. People know Nickelback.
Eskimo
it's either,
pussy is mighty cold. That's
no,
what
I said everyone
time.
Loves Nickelback, and if you don't, you're lying. They're a great, Nickelback is a good band. Now the commercial rock, they're good. But do you see yourself writing a commercial song like that to take the band to a different level, or are you just gonna stick with the new metal kind of sound?
We're always gonna have that level signature on our music, because I don't think we can help it really, but I can say that we definitely have some more songs, like at least a couple that are like definitely radio friendly and leaning more in towards like the singing aspect of what we do. But that's not to say that, you know, we want to continue to write the music that we love. Like, that's what we do. We just make music that we enjoy. And so the sound kind of follows our mood at the time. And some of those songs are just insanely heavy and will probably always continue to be. But then other times we're feeling a little radio friendly.
Before you play your song, I do want to ask you, have you ever thought about doing a cover song? Or have you done cover songs?
Actually, a long time ago, we covered Demi Lovato, Cool for the Summer.
And it was badass. It was
it's
badass.
Lurking out there. It's lurking.
Why is nobody covering Mbop by Hanson? Mbop. It's it before
sucks.
Your time, Dalton. Is that before your time?
Probably.
It sucks.
Oh my God.
It sucks. It sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's a great song and it needs to be turned into metal.
Sucks.
Sucks. You never heard Mbop?
Probably. I'd have to hear it. I don't know if
you're
doing
you know
enough
what?
Job
I'm
show
I'm,
me the example.
I'm done with you. I liked you for the longest time. I liked you. I was messing things up, and I was like, you know what? But this guy's really, really nice. He's giving me the time of day. And then you don't know Mbop.
No, he doesn't, because it sucks. That's why. At the end of the day, he has taste in music, sir.
He does have better. I mean, he does have. I agree.
I think everyone agrees. When we can look, take a look at Sebastian's music, and we're like,
That's
it. That's
no,
it.
No, it's not techno. Although I do write some good, really good music. Right. Myself.
Let's take a look at their music video.
Hold on. We got to say the name of the band. Say the name of the song.
Siren.
Let's go play it. Hold on.
Is it because I hit it or what?
Hold on.
Let me put everyone back.
Oh, something's happening. Here we go.
Yeah, what?
She's the peak at the top of the highest high. Not another to be found aside.
Please stay right there. I do want to thank everyone who listens to the podcast. That's all the time we got. Peace out, rock on, and much love. Sam, hold on. You're muted. Sam, okay, everyone stay right there. I'm going to throw the outro song in there. Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
Ink Nation.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why I got thrown off, okay? There's a guy named Dalton that I hated growing up as a kid. So when I realized, once you said the name, even though I read it in the notes, that was like that mother. I mean, I couldn't get his face out of my fucking head.
Did he pick on you?
And it's not you. It has nothing to do with you. It's just this other kid. I just didn't like him when I was a kid. I hated this kid.
I hate this kid named Sebastian.
He gave the name a bad rap.
God damn it. And that's what kind of fucked me up. So we started talking. It was fine. I'm going to edit a whole lot of this to make it way better than what you said.
It's a lie.
So sorry about that, dude.
No, all good, we don't man. Do that.
Yeah, it's all weird.
Right, so, weird. Sebastian, don't forget to the inknation.com. Ink-nation.com.
We can talk about it on the show. It's fine.
No. Say it again. Guys, don't forget to pick up your tickets. You know, that's
okay. Let me start the whole outro over again.
Yep.
Or yep. At the ending. And then you still need to stay right there and
don't stay right there.
Because I will I'll pop it in there. But we need something from you at the end of this interview. So just
you don't want the outro song?
I'll pop it in there. I'll throw it in. I'll pop it in. Okay. All right.
Robert, knock it off. Play.
I didn't mean to do that. I didn't even know I could.
Yeah, you can because you're logged in. So,
all right, ready? There we fuck. Hold on. All right, there we go with Levels' new song, Siren Hymn. Dalton, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. A drummer. I didn't know that in the very beginning of the show. So, thank you very much. What, Sam? I like drummers. Drummers are cool.
You want to suck man. His dick?
I kind of do. I might want to. I don't know. We'll figure it out later on. Oh, look at his face. He's like, oh, maybe he does. All right.
Stop.
Everyone, don't forget to go check out ink-nation.com. Tattoo convention right here in Oklahoma City that Sam is involved with. I'm involved with. It's going to be a – yes, you are, Sam. And go check out Levels. Check out the new song on their upcoming EP in February. Which also happens to be when we're doing the convention in February. So that's all the time we got. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
Warning, the Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.